KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
To stop it from breaking. So I would take a look for that while you're peeking around, because this could be a very easy fix.
No, I'm going to have to go give those options a try.
Yeah, good luck with that, Leroy. We have a similar situation in the front room, which is my youngest bedroom, and I don't understand. His room is always 1,000 degrees, but it's the same rate of airflow coming out of his ductwork. Maybe I feel like his just gets the most amount of sun in the day. It's on the front of the house, and it's just struggling to keep up. But poor kid, I swear, when we had no AC for weeks, he was begging to keep the window unit after everything got fixed. He's like, I just love it. It's so cold.
I bet.
Yeah, I was like, nah, little dude, we got it. I was like, that window faces the front of the house. Do you know what it looks like with the AC sticking out the front of the house? But, but yeah, I get it. Good luck with that, Leroy. I'm sure we're going to pin down this mystery and get that room nice and chilly.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour on The Money Pit. Home sales this spring hit their slowest pace since 2012. Yikes. That is thanks to high mortgage rates, affordability struggles, economic uncertainty. That's a lot. Coming up, we're going to break down what this means for home projects, seller timing, and how homeowners can benefit in a shifting real estate market. That's next right here on The Money Pit. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed just nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, we have had a super hot summer here in the Northeast and practically all over the country. You know, that summer sun and all that backyard traffic can take a toll on your driveway. So before the fall arrives, give your concrete or asphalt surfaces a pressure wash, repair any cracks, apply a sealant. This simple maintenance can help prevent water intrusion, which is especially important during that freeze-thaw cycle because it really can wreak a lot of havoc there on those surfaces. So give us a call with how we can lend you a hand. Jim, who's up?
All right, we've got Margaret now, who is going to go to the movies with you and I. Leslie, I think that's what she's talking about. She's got a question about popcorn ceilings that are getting dirty.
Yeah, I wish that was about a movie. Sorry, Margaret.
This is real life.
I'd like to know what I can do about my popcorn ceilings. They're getting dirty. They're 20 years old.
There's a couple of solutions, but let's talk about the popcorn ceiling here. Do you like it? Do you want to keep it? I mean, if it wasn't so dirty looking, would you be like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I love my popcorn ceiling.
I would not like to keep them no more.
All right. Well, that's great. Generally, people don't like the popcorn ceiling.
The second time, yeah.
they're not that into them anymore, which, I get it.
Heck yeah.
So what you would have to do is, first of all, let's just check and see if it's truly a popcorn ceiling or if it's more of like a texturized stucco. If it is a true popcorn ceiling, it's going to kind of flake off if you scrape at it. If it's a texturized stucco, it is on there. So with a traditional popcorn, you're going to get one of those little water sprayers, like a light-duty paint sprayer or garden sprayer. You just simply put water in it, and you spray the ceiling and saturate that popcorn ceiling. And then you can take the widest spackling blade you can find and sort of just start gently peeling, scraping away at that popcorn ceiling. And I would say that you want to go gently because you don't want to gouge up or scratch up that ceiling, because once you've got the popcorn texture off, there's going to be more work to do if you've been dealing with that, you know, roughness with that spackling blade. But it should generally do a good job. Then I would say if that works, once you're happy with how it looks, you want to let it dry, you want to prime it really, really well, and then you'll be able to paint it.
Okay. How do I go about cleaning if I decide to go ahead and keep this?
All right, well, if you want to keep the popcorn ceiling, then you don't actually clean it, because once you put water on it, it starts to come apart. You would paint over it. It's not a difficult project. There are rollers that are made specifically for a textured ceiling like that. It's sort of like a slotted or like almost like a spun cut foam. It looks like a spiral ham. And basically when you put the paint on it and roll over that popcorn texture, those slats in the foam roller kind of open up and go around each of those textury bumps of the popcorn. So it's doing a good job of repainting it without removing it. Well, whichever way you go, lady, I hope it is the popcorn or not popcorn ceiling of your dreams, okay? Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, spring is usually the busiest time for buying and selling homes, but 2025 was different. In fact, it marked the slowest spring real estate season in over a decade, with fewer home sale contracts signed from April through June than in any other year since 2012, from a very recent Bloomberg report. Now, what's causing this downturn? There's really three key factors here. Mortgage rates remain stubbornly high. I mean, they're hovering around 6.8%, sometimes higher, depending on where you're looking. And that's making monthly payments significantly steeper than those pandemic-era deals. Now, economic uncertainties, including trade tensions, inflation, this has left a lot of buyers on the sidelines. Remember, price alone doesn't erase uncertainty. And lastly, affordability feels worse than it has in decades, freezing potential first-time buyers out of the market and fueling a resurgence in demand for rentals. Now, despite the slowdown, prices aren't collapsing yet. And part of that is because sellers are pulling listings, tightening the inventory, preventing sharp declines in value. And at the same time, inventory across the country rose sharply by almost 20% year over year, giving buyers a little bit more negotiating power. But what does this all mean for you as a homeowner or as a DIYer? If, say, you're in the middle of a renovation, you may find more favorable pricing or incentives, especially on materials or labor. For a seller, it's a reminder that price alone doesn't close a deal. Prepping the home, staging, and timing are even more critical right now. And for everyone, it's a market reminder being strategic and staying informed is more important than ever. It'll be interesting to see how these numbers shake out for the rest of the year, so we shall see. I mean, I certainly don't see anything affected price-wise in the area I live. There's probably 4 houses on the market in my town, and they are selling well above asking, which is pricing everybody out. So
yeah,
see what happens next. All right, Jim, who's up next?
Leslie, we now have Larry on the line. That's 3 L's in one sentence right there. And he's dealing with an invasive species to the sewer lines. And I think you know we're talking about tree roots. Fill us in, Larry.
This is not roots growing from outside the house underneath. When they graded the land, some roots were left underneath, and the roots continued to grow into the sewer line, feeding on the waste.
Yeah, you know, that happens, and it's happened before. It kind of depends on that type of waste pipe. Some waste pipes are more susceptible for roots to get into them. For example, if you have a really old house, some of the lines that go underground, before they were replaced, they were clay pipes. And the clay pipes, the roots could kind of just bust right into the joints. And if you have a PVC pipe today, they're all glued together. They don't get in there as easily. But is that what you're dealing with? Are you getting backups from the roots?
Yeah, and what they tell me, they think I send a camera down there, and you can actually see the pipes separated.
All right, I mean, that makes sense. That's how they're getting in there, right?
So I got them coming out. They're going to jackhammer the floor, and it's in the middle of the friggin' house, and, you know.
Well, there is another way to do that where you don't have to break up the floor. It's certain companies do a liner system, and they kind of, gosh, it's almost like a flexible dryer hose that they kind of put into the other pipe.
It's kind of like a sock. It's like a real long sock that grows.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
And they put it inside the other pipe and just kind of line the interior with this other product. It gets pressurized with the water and it hardens. And I mean, it's, maybe it's even fiberglass. So it kind of forms like a permanent structure on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then this way they don't have to break up the floor. There doesn't have to be other carpentry projects involved. And it's just sort of re-lining the interior of the pipe to be a new pipe.
And it's usually a lot less expensive, Leslie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's just less disruptive. So I would start first by finding a pro that does that method and then say, hey, is this good for our situation?
I'm 76, and I've been in the construction business my whole life. And sometimes you have answers to stuff I've never even heard of.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. We're so glad you're listening, and we're so glad we learned something new together and you're able to try this out for your house. It's always a pleasure to share this info. So thank you so much for the kind words, and good luck with your project.
And remember our motto, it's okay, Leslie, we don't live there.
I think you mean you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
Ah.
All right, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, now we've got Ken on the line. He's got a question regarding countertops at his home. Fill us in, won't you, Ken?
Well, I have a quartz countertop that we had installed professionally probably 12 years ago, but one of the seams has broken loose, and I'm trying to figure out how to get that seam sealed again or get it glued back together again. Is there a way I can do that?
All right. So, Ken, what you're saying is maybe there's movement on these two sort of granite slabs and it's causing the seam to open up. Could be just like some expansion and contraction.
It's over the dishwasher, and I put too much pressure on it, and it broke the seam loose, some weight on it. So I'm just trying to get it sealed, glued back together again.
Ah, all right. Now we're getting the real story. It's kind of a tough job for you to do on your own because you're not going to have access to the materials that those solid surface, those stone guys are going to use. But they probably used an epoxy-like seal when they first put it together. Right now, I would think all you want to do is stop moisture from getting in there so you don't get mold growth and that kind of thing. But if you want to actually repair it, you're probably just going to have to go back to a pro. And as you've discovered, there's really two issues here. There's whatever structurally allowed it to bend like that with the pressure on it. And you want to make sure that it's getting beefed up. Otherwise, it could happen again. And then, of course, you'll have to get the seam resealed once more. So those are the steps involved, but I don't feel like these are kind of DIY projects because I just don't think you're going to have the tools and the materials that you're going to need to get the job done. Granite work is super specialized.
Okay. Well, I noticed underneath there is no support. It's a seam that's out in an open area. So that was one thing that really bothered me because it's dropped down a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the issue. There's not the correct support, and maybe you climbed on it in a spot where there wasn't support. I mean, all of it kind of, you know, goes hand in hand to the issue you're having. So the pro would come in, and if you go back to the guys that did the kitchen, if you can, go back to the guys that installed the cabinets and the framework and then the granite guys, and maybe together they can reinforce what's underneath and then repair the seam on the granite. And it's probably over this time, maybe that granite needs to be resealed. 12 years for sure. If you've never sealed it again, now's a great time to have that surface sort of restored, retouched. And it's a sealant that they'll have, the granite guys in-house, and it does a wonderful job of making that surface super durable, not as absorbent of like oil and tomato sauces and that kind of stuff. But that's what you're going to want to do here.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Ken, you're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim just put that in my brain. So 888-MONEY-PIT for, you know, myself and everybody else who might get confused. Give us a call so we can lend a hand. Coming up, are you thinking of going solar? Well, here's a little known tip. Your roof matters just as much as your solar panels. So coming up, we're going to share why metal roofs are the ultimate foundation for solar, offering long-term savings, energy efficiency, and unbeatable durability. Whether you live in a snowy area, a stormy zone, or you're just looking for the best bang for your buck, we have got you covered. Next on the Money Pit.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Always Marine.
Here's what happens when you pick winners and losers in a free market economy.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Biden gave car manufacturer Rivian $6 billion. Now, Rivian is losing $41,000 for every car sold. That is not a business model.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Are you responsible for taking care of your parents? You love them and you'd do anything for them. Well, what happens when one of them gets hurt on the job and can't go back to work? The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration, do all the paperwork, and make sure your parents get their disability checks faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit, and I am Leslie Segretti. You know, it's almost the end of August, and the long hours of sunlight are definitely starting to shorten. As the days start to get shorter, you want to check your outdoor lighting. You can swap out old bulbs with bright, energy-efficient LEDs. You can consider adding solar-powered path lights or motion sensors around entryways. It's a small project that adds safety, ambiance, and better visibility as evenings start creeping in sooner. And I can feel those crisp, cool evenings coming. All right, fall.
Excellent.
Yeah. Jim, let's get back to the phones. What's the number? 888-MONEY-PIT?
It is.
888-MONEY-PIT. Give us a call.
In my mind, Leslie, I'm going to Carolina, where we have Kim, who has some weed issues. What's going on there?
We had trouble with weed, and it was never a trouble before, but it we have had trouble finding what we used to have and want to know if it is outdated or no longer safe to use for the environment.
Oh, do you mean like a weed killer?
Well, no, it's not a weed killer because we try not to put anything down in the ground other than to kill the fire ants.
But your goal ultimately is to get rid of those weeds, right?
We used to use a black plastic. The black plastic would keep the weeds gone, just literally gone. And the plants would actually flourish from the root system being gently baked, we'll use the term. But now all you can find is that thin fiber stuff almost.
Well, listen, if it's worked for you in the past, I don't see why it shouldn't keep working for you in the future. And certainly if it's available and it's safe, then go ahead and use it. Now, if you're talking about weed block, which is like a fabric, that's totally not a treatment. It's something that's designed to cover the whole surface or to be just below the surface, and it does work very well. But generally, when you put the block out, you put slits in it because that's how the plants grow through it. They don't grow under it. Now, if you're talking about a lawn, there are other ways to deal with the massive influx of weeds. If your lawn is in a really bad way and completely full of weeds, I would recommend kind of a radical step called a Roundup restoration, and you basically spray the entire lawn with the Roundup product in the fall. And by the way, in the fall, if you spray the entire lawn, and then as that lawn starts to die out, you put seed on it, that seed comes up through the original dead lawn, and then by spring, you have a beautiful, new, green, thick, lush, beautiful lawn without a weed in sight. So there's a couple of ways to approach it, but either way, I think is fine. If you can identify the plastic and use it again, great. I see nothing wrong with doing that. But if you want to use a weed block, that's also fine. But you have to have cuts in it for those plants to grow through. Or if you just want to restore the entire lawn from scratch, start with Roundup restoration, and then you're going to have a whole brand new lawn. I mean, you're not going to have a lawn for a little while, but eventually you'll have a lawn. All right, Kim, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Thinking about going solar? Well, before you invest in the panels, it's time to look up because your roof plays a huge role in how well that solar works. And when it comes to durability, energy performance, and long-term savings, a metal roof is hands down the best partner for solar panels. Now, here's why. First up, longevity that aligns with the solar lifespan. Most solar panels last about 25 to 30 years. That's right in the same ballpark as a quality metal roof, which can last 40 to 70 years. That means you're not going to be tearing off your roof midlife just to replace it under your panels. It's a huge cost and a hassle saver. Now, easy mounting, no need for penetrations. Many standing seam metal roofs will allow solar systems to be mounted without drilling a hole. Instead, a bracket can be attached directly to those seams. Now, that's going to preserve your roof's integrity and the warranty while simplifying the installation, and that is a big win. Next up is superior energy efficiency. Metal roofs reflect solar radiation naturally, and they can be coated with cool roof finishes that's going to keep your home cooler and your AC costs lower. Combine that with solar production, and you've got a powerful energy-saving double whammy. Now, there's also built-in weather and fire resistance. Whether it's hail, hurricanes, or wildfire risk, Metal has got you covered. It's rated for fire resistance Class A and can stand up to Class 4 hail. And with proper underlayment and clips, it's the roof most likely to survive extreme weather. And with solar tech getting lighter and more efficient, Metal strength makes it ideal for long-term support. Lastly, less maintenance equals more peace of mind. Once installed, both your solar and your Metal roof, they're super low maintenance, they're durable, they're cost effective. And that means more time enjoying those energy savings and less time worrying about roof repairs or shingle replacements. If you're investing in solar, it makes sense to invest in the right roofing partner too. And if you're already due for a re-roof, now's the time to plan for both together. Want to explore your options? The Metal Roofing Alliance has a free buyer's guide that walks you through regional needs, styles, energy benefits, and more. Just head to metalroofing.com. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Is your garage still packed with summer chaos? Beach chairs, garden tools, mystery sports gear. Coming up, we're going to share how a simple seasonal garage reset can save time, reclaim space, and get you organized for fall. It's one weekend project with big rewards next on the Money Pit. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. Give us a call with all of your home improvement questions at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, I think we're going to make this a thing.
Are we? Good.
Let's try it this hour, and if people like it, and maybe if we don't get any calls, then we know it was bad. We'll go back to 888-MONEY-PIT next week. But for now, 888-MONEY-PIT.
Kind of rolls off the tongue.
I like it. All right, guys, you know, before the weather turns, now's the perfect time to give your home's exterior a little facelift. You can touch up chipped trim, railings, doors, and shutters with a fresh coat of paint. Not only does it improve your curb appeal, but it also helps protect wood surfaces from the elements. You want to choose quick-drying outdoor paints to beat the clock before that fall rain comes rolling in. Jim, who do we have up next on the Money Pit?
We're going to head over to Tennessee, Leslie. We've got Michael waiting patiently. He's looking to take on a painting project. I understand you want to paint some siding. Can you be a little more specific, please?
It's a vinyl siding, and I understand you can paint aluminum siding, but I didn't know how well vinyl siding would take to that.
All right. Well, vinyl siding, Michael, that can be a little tricky because you're probably going to need like a special product. So you're going to need a primer because you want it to really stick. And if you want to paint vinyl siding, there are specific sets of steps that you need to go through. First of all, you have to make sure it's super clean. And that applies really to any painting project, whether it's wood or aluminum or vinyl siding. You just have to start with a clean surface. So we're talking no mold, no mildew, no chalky buildup, no dirt. Then you want to find a primer and a paint, and I would stay within the same manufacturer family. So if you go with Benjamin Moore, stick with Benjamin Moore. If you go with Sherwin-Williams, stick with that. So it's primer to paint, same manufacturer, because you're going to get the best adhesion. They're meant to work together. Now, you want to look for something called a vinyl-safe color. They're generally lighter because the darker the color, the more opportunity there is for that siding to overheat and warp, and that's going to affect the adhesion of the paint to that final surface. You're probably going to need a couple of coats. And when you apply it, you can do it a couple of different ways. You can use a paint sprayer or a roller, but you are going to end up needing a brush to get all of those edges. But yeah, I would say start on one side of the house so you can get a good system down. Maybe don't start directly on the front where if you have an issue, everybody's going to see it forever and ever. Start on a more discreet side of the house. Make sure you get the process down right. And then go ahead and finish the remaining sides. And I would work section by section, but like a whole section rather than just like a little tiny spot because it's never going to dry the same. So one time, one side of the house per day or per few days. And then you'll see it's actually a great project and your house is going to have a whole brand spanking new life.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, Michael, thanks so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, as the summer winds down and the days get shorter, your garage can quickly go from a well-used hub of warm weather gear to a cluttered mess of hoses and tools and beach chairs and random sports equipment because, you know, boys have to play every single sport and they all involve like a weird bucket and like a variety of balls. Like, what the heck? But before the fall hits full force, now is the perfect time for a garage clean out and a seasonal swap. First of all, you want to clear everything out. This is always the worst part of the garage chore because you have to just take everything out. And I mean it, everything. It might seem like a hassle, but it really gives you a chance to see what you have, identify duplicates, toss, donate things you don't use any longer. It's an important part. Now, while that garage is empty and the floor is clear, sweep out all the debris, the cobwebs, the dirt, use a leaf blower to clear the corners and a hose to pressure wash, you know, for grime in the garage. This is your best shot at hitting those spots that you normally can't get to. Now, as you're starting to reload, you want to group items by season. So stow away summer gear like beach chairs, pool toys, garden tools, stuff that you don't need. You want to label bins, use clear containers so you can see what's inside, and move all of those summer things back and the fall winter essentials to the front. Leaf blowers, rakes, firewood bins, snow melt if you're in a colder part of the country. Now, once you're sort of looking at what you've got left, think about the storage system. If you're short on shelving or hooks, now's the time to install those wall-mounted systems, overhead racks, even pegboards. You want to kind of keep that floor clear and keep that gear accessible. Even a simple row of labeled bins or a magnetic strip for tools can make a huge difference. And then, safety first, guys, you want to double-check that flammable items like gas canisters or propane tanks are stored properly and be sure that tools like hedge trimmers or chainsaws are cleaned, sharpened, and then safely put away. A seasonal garage reset helps you make space, save time, and avoid last-minute scrambles for that leaf blower or the rake when the leaves start to drop. Plus, it's a great way to kind of mentally shift from summer chaos to a more organized, fall-ready mindset. All right, before we head to the garage, let's head to the phones. Jim, who's up next?
Okay, it looks like Humpty Dumpty's going to bite it and have a great fall over at Howard's house unless we can help him out. What's going on, Howard?
House is old, about 30 years old, and I assume the retaining wall is probably similar in length. There are two walls. There's one about 6 bricks high and then a 3-foot-deep flower bed, and then another brick wall, about landscaping brick wall, about 4 bricks high with another 3 feet behind that of shrubbery, no flowers. And it's, it's been lean, and I noticed it last year, and I thought it might go away, and it's not.
The thing here that happens with these sort of retaining walls that have these sort of landscaping areas, you know, behind them or within them, is that that soil over time fills with water. It's going to be very moist, damp. All of that soil is going to kind of expand and push against the wall. And then if it gets cold, it can kind of freeze and push out even more. So season after season, it just kind of pushes on that retaining wall a little bit more, a little bit more. It's not a structural issue per se because it's landscaping brick, but eventually you do have to replace it.
Okay, so you need to tear it down and rebuild it.
Yeah, and you know what? There are other types of retaining walls that you can construct that are designed not to lean. For example, there are different types of block wall. There's like a fancy block wall, precast concrete block walls that go together like puzzle pieces, you know, kind of one on top of another, and they lean back as you go because they stack up one next to the one, and it doesn't kind of stick out quite as far, if that makes sense. And even though those are rather permanent, they're installed, it's, you know, it's a little bit more permanent, but a basic brick wall will eventually lean and fall over. It's just, you know, it's connected as one piece. That's what happens.
Well, when I say brick, it's probably 4 to 5 inches thick and deep.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's just the process of construction, the movement of the soil, and, you know, time. It's bound to happen.
Well, that makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck with that project.
If your walls are feeling a little worn out after a long, hot summer, don't worry. Leslie's got a super simple, super stylish DIY trick that can completely transform your space in one afternoon with zero mess or stress. Find out how peel and stick decor can freshen up your home. Coming up on Leslie's Last Word right here on the Money Pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
You feel like faith is about doing for other people and believing in people. And in order to serve other people and try to make the world a better place, you have to believe inherently that people are good and that you can have hope and in change and social justice. For me, that's what faith is. It's believing that people are inherently good and that we can solve hard things together.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author,
columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Time now to see what's going on in that email inbox. I mean, we get a lot of emails here at The Money Pit, and we don't always get time to sit down and answer them, so let's do some now. Jim, who's up?
Here's one. Ashley wrote in saying, I need to replace my water softener, and I'm debating buying one that uses salt and one that doesn't. What would you recommend?
Well, hard water buildup normally comes from minerals that are in your home's water supply. It's also called limescale. Kind of sticks to your pipes. It sticks inside water-using appliances. And then it sort of shortens their life and the efficiency of those appliances. Personally, though, I'm a fan of salt-free water softeners. There's a product called Easy Water that we've worked with for a while, which is pretty cool. I mean, you know how magnets kind of repel one another when the two positive sides are pressed together? Well, that's what Easy Water technology does. It kind of works like that. The water comes into your house. Easy Water creates kind of this magnetic field within the water, and then it pushes those hard water particles apart. This way, they can't stick together. If they don't stick together, then they can't clog up your system. So I think that's probably a pretty good option, and it's also a heck of a lot less expensive than using a salt system, which you constantly have to refill. So that's definitely something you want to look into, Ashley. It's important to make sure that this is taken care of, because monitoring the type of water that's coming in and treating it to work effectively and efficiently in your home is much better and more cost effective than replacing that dishwasher, replacing the clothes washer, the dryer, you know, all of those things that get gunked up with the water. So definitely important. I mean, how often do you need to replace a shower head? Not that often if you have not hard water. So good luck with that. We hope this helps you out.
If you know anything about Leslie, you know she's a nut for peel and stick everything. So she's here with a fun, decor-refreshing, super low financial commitment that can bring a lot of style for not a lot of money. Leslie shares tips on this project in today's segment of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, as summer winds down, it's the perfect time to give your home a quick and stylish refresh. And the best part? You don't need a full renovation or a big budget to make a huge impact. Now, one of our favorite DIY upgrades right now is peel and stick wallpaper, or even peel and stick backsplash tiles. Now, these products have come a long way. They are modern, trendy, they're easy to install, and just as easy to remove, making them ideal for renters, first-timers, or commitment phobes. Listen, it's okay. Now, if you're looking to update a tired entryway, you can add a bold peel and stick wallpaper to one wall, and you've instantly created a welcoming vibe. You want to dress up your kitchen without picking up a tile saw? Faux tile backsplashes in Subway, mosaic, even marble patterns can be installed in a single afternoon, heck, an hour, with just a level and a pair of scissors. And these are both also great for furniture makeovers. You can wrap a dresser drawer front, you can put it in the back on the sort of inside of a bookshelf, or you can cover the risers on a staircase for a custom designer look without the designer price tag. And because it's so easy to apply and reposition, this is a project you can totally tackle while the kids are at school, or even with them as a creative weekend project. So if your walls or your mood are feeling a little blah after a long summer, this is a fast, affordable, and fun way to roll into fall with style. I love it. You do know that I put like peel and stick Harry Potter wallpaper in my bathroom, right? And I have one bathroom, so it's not like I could be like, this one's the Harry Potter one. No, the only one is the Harry Potter one. And I love it. until I don't, and then it becomes something else crazy.
Nice.
All right, guys, that's a wrap for this hour of the Money Pit. We started off with some smart ways to prep your home for solar by pairing it with a durable, energy-efficient metal roof, perfect for just about any climate. Then we rolled up our sleeves for a little late summer cleanup and tackled your garage, organizing everything and getting ready for the fall. We'll see you next week here on the Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Woo. 60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
Angela Torres served as a Navy medic for two deployments, treating everything from battlefield wounds to homesickness. When she came back to rural Arkansas, she realized the need for health care didn't end with service. Many of her neighbors couldn't make the 90-minute drive to a hospital, so she bought an old RV on Craigslist, painted it white with a red cross, and turned it into a mobile clinic. Now, she rolls through towns like Hackett and Waldron twice a week, offering free blood pressure checks, vaccinations, and even mental health screenings. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. A redrawn congressional map favoring the GOP is now a done deal.
The Texas Senate has given final approval to a new Republican-leading congressional voting map, sending it to Governor Greg Abbott, who is expected to quickly sign it into law, though Democrats have vowed to challenge it in court. President Trump has been pushing for the map to help the GOP maintain its slim majority in Congress in the 2026 midterm elections. It has five new districts that would favor Republicans. The effort by Trump and Texas's Republican majority legislature prompted state Democrats to hold a two-week walkout and flee the state. It also kicked off a wave of redistricting efforts across the country. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is threatening to remove the mayor of Washington, D.C. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After ordering a federal takeover of the D.C. police force, the president is boasting about a safer nation's capital, and he has a warning for Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser.
It was unsafe, it was horrible, and Mayor Bowser better get her act straight or she won't be mayor very long because we'll take it over with the federal government, run it like it's supposed to be run.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon has ordered National Guard troops patrolling the streets of D.C. to start carrying firearms. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Immigration officials say they intend to deport Kilmar Abrego-Garcia to Uganda after he declined to offer to be deported to Costa Rica in exchange for remaining in jail and pleading guilty to human smuggling charges. His defense attorneys wrote in a Saturday court filing that the Costa Rica offer came Thursday when it was clear that he would likely be released the following day. After Abrego-Garcia left jail Friday, the Department of Homeland Security notified his attorneys that he would be deported to Uganda and should be reported to immigration authorities on Monday. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sift this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms. One where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
The jockey who rode horse racing's most iconic stallion to fame, has died.
Hall of Fame jockey Ron Turcotte, who rode Secretariat to the Triple Crown in 1973, has died. He was 84. Turcotte's family said that the Canada-born jockey died of natural causes at his home in Drummond, New Brunswick on Friday. Turcotte won the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont Stakes twice each from 1965 to 1973 before his riding career ended when he fell off a horse and suffered injuries that made him paraplegic. Secretariat's record time in the Belmont still stands 52 years later. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Maria Sharapova has entered the International Tennis Hall of Fame, with Serena Williams introducing her at the ceremony last night. Williams surprised the crowd and honored Sharapova as a former rival, former fan, and forever friend. She praised her for pushing her to do her best. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California could become the first state to require restaurants to post common food allergens in each menu item.
State lawmakers are expected to vote on legislation that would make California the first state to require restaurants to disclose on their menus whether an item contains any of the 9 most common food allergens: milk, eggs, fish, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, sesame, and soybeans. Matt Sutton of the California Restaurant Association says it's not practical.
You get into a situation where the menu becomes unwieldy and it becomes incredibly impractical and expensive to be constantly converting menus out, with each ingredient shift that may occur and the need to do a new allergy notification.
I'm Donna Water.
Both Menendez brothers are being denied parole in California. A San Diego parole turned down Lyle Menendez's request for parole last night, a day after his brother Eric was also denied. 3 months ago, they were resentenced to 50 years in life. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomplaw.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Your basement needs a pump, or your place looks like a dump. Give it a money pit, money pit. Pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Metal Roofing Alliance. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and I'm joined by Jim Kenzie, our amazing senior producer. We are wrapping up this phase of summer, also known as the holy cow, we need to get some stuff done time of year. We've got a great show planned for you this hour, so let's get to it. Because holy cow, we got a lot of stuff we got to get to right before the summer's over.
No doubt.
Now, here's not the best of news. Home sales this spring hit their lowest pace since 2012, thanks to high mortgage rates, affordability struggles, economic uncertainty. So coming up, we're going to break down what this means for home projects, seller timing, and how a homeowner can benefit in this shifting real estate market. So some interesting info there. And are you thinking about going solar? Well, here's a little known tip. Your roof matters just as much as those panels. So coming up, we're going to share why metal roofs are the ultimate foundation for solar, offering long-term savings, energy efficiency, and unbeatable durability. Whether you're in snow country, storm zones, or you just want to get the best bang for your buck, we have got your roof covered.
I see what you did there.
And is your garage still packed with summer chaos? Beach chairs, garden tools, mystery sports gear. Coming up, we're going to share how a simple seasonal garage reset can save time, reclaim space, and get you organized for the fall. It's one weekend project with big rewards. So give us a call now at 888 Money Pit so we can see what you are working on and we can lend a hand. Jim, who's first?
Okay, we've got Michelle from Michigan with moles. Stealing your routine,
Leslie. I'm glad I'm not the only one. And, you know, I think, Jim, that you would very much like Michigan.
You think? What's going on, Michelle?
Well, I have about an acre and a half of backyard. Well, actually an acre, not quite a half. But I have moles constantly coming from my neighbor's yard and tearing up, and they're living under my patio.
All right, well, you know why they're coming to your yard is because your yard has the tasty treats that they really like. I mean, the reason that moles do show up is because the food source is there, and they love grubs, and you might not see them. They live in the dirt underneath the lawn, and that's what the moles are eating. So the trick of getting rid of the moles is to get rid of the grubs.
Now, how would I go about by doing that? Because I've done everything I could possibly think of. Spraying, putting things down, even a few homeopathic things, but nothing seems to be working.
Well, there's a couple of different products that you could use, and they do a great job of treating the grub situation. One of them you can find at your local home center. It's called Grub X. It's an application that you put on the lawn, and they're going to get rid of the grubs. It's not going to happen, like, immediately, but it starts to get rid of the grubs slowly, and then the moles kind of figure out that there's nothing yummy to eat there, and then they go somewhere else. So it's not like a, boom, I treated it. Yeah, it's, oh, I treated it. Why are they still here? Oh, it seems like there's less. Oh, look at that. They're all gone.
Yeah, it takes a while, but it does work.
Yeah. Have you tried anything like that?
I was trying to do something where I wouldn't hurt them, but they're really hurting my yard.
I mean, it's really simple. You're eliminating their food source, so they're going to go somewhere else to eat. It's not like you're starving anybody. You know, it's like you're just forcing the grubs to, you're just forcing the moles to move elsewhere where the grubs are, not at your house.
Okay. Great. Then I'll have to give that a try.
All right. Definitely give it a try. It does work. Good luck with your project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, Leslie, in the Lone Star State, we have Leroy on the line.
Yeah.
Yeehaw. What's going on, Leroy?
All the AC vents in the house work just fine with blowing out, you know, cold, you know, fast air, except for our one back bedroom, which is our smallest room. Barely any air blows out of it, and I don't know what might be going on with the ducting up there, or, you know, like I said, barely any air blows out there, and that, you know, smallest room should be getting the coldest, but it's actually getting the hottest.
Is this room the farthest away from where that AC is located?
No, it's probably the second closest.
Wow, it's all right. It's the second closest. So if that's the case, there's no reason why you should be getting such a reduced amount of airflow. It sounds to me like maybe there's a kink in the ductwork for some reason. Maybe there's a blockage for some reason. Is there any way that you could take that register off and maybe with a flashlight and a mirror you can look down the whole line of the duct and see if there's anything obvious that's blocking it? I can't imagine what it might be, but if it got kinked, maybe when it first went in, who knows? It could have been like this since day one, and that would definitely cause the problem. If it's the second closest to the air conditioner, you should not be having restricted airflow.
Right, and that's what I was kind of thinking, but I figured I'd ask somebody that knows a little bit more about the stuff than I do.
You know, the other thing is where it comes off of the air conditioning. You may want to try to follow the ducts at some point, because somewhere there's a damper in that ductwork where you can control the airflow. And there's a small chance, I mean, if not, you know, not really a huge chance, but a small chance that you could have a damper on that line and it's partially shut. And sometimes they put dampers on the line so that they can adjust the amount of air going to different parts of the house. Now, if you see a damper, it's going to be inside of the duct. You're not going to see the actual damper, but you will see the axle on which that damper operates. And that axle is going to have a flat on the end of it, and the flat is perpendicular to the duct if it's closed, and it's parallel to the duct if it's open. So you want to look for that. It's going to have a little handle on it, usually a little hand-tight nut as well to stop it from breaking. So I would take a look for that while you're peeking around, because this could be a very easy fix.
No, I'm going to have to go give those options a try.
Yeah, good luck with that, Leroy. We have a similar situation in the front room, which is my youngest bedroom, and I don't understand. His room is always 1,000 degrees, but it's the same rate of airflow coming out of his ductwork. Maybe I feel like his just gets the most amount of sun in the day. It's on the front of the house, and it's just struggling to keep up. But poor kid, I swear, when we had no AC for weeks, he was begging to keep the window unit after everything got fixed. He's like, I just love it. It's so cold.
I bet.
Yeah, I was like, nah, little dude, we got it. I was like, that window faces the front of the house. Do you know what it looks like with the AC sticking out the front of the house? But, but yeah, I get it. Good luck with that, Leroy. I'm sure we're going to pin down this mystery and get that room nice and chilly.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour on The Money Pit. Home sales this spring hit their slowest pace since 2012. Yikes. That is thanks to high mortgage rates, affordability struggles, economic uncertainty. That's a lot. Coming up, we're going to break down what this means for home projects, seller timing, and how homeowners can benefit in a shifting real estate market. That's next right here on The Money Pit. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax roof restoration treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards, and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, we have had a super hot summer here in the Northeast and practically all over the country. You know, that summer sun and all that backyard traffic can take a toll on your driveway. So before the fall arrives, give your concrete or asphalt surfaces a pressure wash, repair any cracks, apply a sealant. This simple maintenance can help prevent water intrusion, which is especially important during that freeze-thaw cycle because it really can wreak a lot of havoc there on those surfaces. So give us a call with how we can lend you a hand. Jim, who's up?
All right, we've got Margaret now who is going to go to the movies with you and I, Leslie. I think that's what she's talking about. She's got a question about popcorn ceilings that are getting dirty.
Yeah, I wish that was about a movie. Sorry, Margaret.
This is real life.
I'd like to know what I can do about my popcorn ceilings. They're getting dirty. They're 20 years old.
There's a couple of solutions, but let's talk about the popcorn ceiling here. Do you like it? Do you want to keep it? I mean, if it wasn't so dirty looking, would you be like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I love my popcorn ceiling.
I would not like to keep them no more.
All right. Well, that's great. Generally, people don't like the popcorn ceiling.
The second time, yeah.
they're not that into them anymore, which, I get it.
Heck yeah.
So what you would have to do is, first of all, let's just check and see if it's truly a popcorn ceiling or if it's more of like a texturized stucco. If it is a true popcorn ceiling, it's going to kind of flake off if you scrape at it. If it's a texturized stucco, it is on there. So with a traditional popcorn, you're going to get one of those little water sprayers, like a light-duty paint sprayer or garden sprayer. You just simply put water in it and you spray the ceiling and saturate that popcorn ceiling. And then you can take the widest spackling blade you can find and sort of just start gently peeling, scraping away at that popcorn ceiling. And I would say that you want to go gently because you don't want to gouge up or scratch up that ceiling, because once you've got the popcorn texture off, there's going to be more work to do if you've been dealing with that, you know, roughness with that spackling blade. But it should generally do a good job. Then I would say if that works, once you're happy with how it looks, you want to let it dry, you want to prime it really, really well, and then you'll be able to paint it.
Okay. How do I go about cleaning if I decide to just go ahead and keep this?
All right, well, if you want to keep the popcorn ceiling, then you don't actually clean it, because once you put water on it, it starts to come apart. You would paint over it. It's not a difficult project. There are rollers that are made specifically for a textured ceiling like that. It's sort of like a slotted or like almost like a spun cut foam. It looks like a spiral ham. And basically when you put the paint on it and roll over that popcorn texture, those slats in the foam roller kind of open up and go around each of those textury bumps of the popcorn. So it's doing a good job of repainting it without removing it. Well, whichever way you go, lady, I hope it is the popcorn or not popcorn ceiling of your dreams, okay? Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, spring is usually the busiest time for buying and selling homes, but 2025 was different. In fact, it marked the slowest spring real estate season in over a decade, with fewer home sale contracts signed from April through June than in any other year since 2012, from a very recent Bloomberg report. Now, what's causing this downturn? There's really three key factors here. Mortgage rates remain stubbornly high. I mean, they're hovering around 6.8%, sometimes higher, depending on where you're looking. And that's making monthly payments significantly steeper than those pandemic-era deals. Now, economic uncertainties, including trade tensions, inflation, this has left a lot of buyers on the sidelines. Remember, price alone doesn't erase uncertainty. And lastly, affordability feels worse than it has in decades, freezing potential first-time buyers out of the market and fueling a resurgence in demand for rentals. Now, despite the slowdown, prices aren't collapsing yet. And part of that is because sellers are pulling listings, tightening the inventory, preventing sharp declines in value. And at the same time, inventory across the country rose sharply by almost 20% year over year, giving buyers a little bit more negotiating power. But what does this all mean for you as a homeowner or as a DIYer? If, say, you're in the middle of a renovation, you may find more favorable pricing or incentives, especially on materials or labor. For a seller, it's a reminder that price alone doesn't close a deal. Prepping the home, staging, and timing are even more critical right now. And for everyone, it's a market reminder being strategic and staying informed is more important than ever. It'll be interesting to see how these numbers shake out for the rest of the year. So we shall see. I mean, I certainly don't see anything affected price-wise in the area I live. There's probably 4 houses on the market in my town, and they are selling well above asking, which is pricing everybody out. So
yeah.
See what happens next. All right, Jim, who's up next?
Leslie, we now have Larry on the line. That's 3 L's in one sentence right there. And he's dealing with an invasive species to the sewer lines. And I think you know we're talking about tree roots. Fill us in, Larry.
This is not roots growing from outside the house underneath. When they graded the land, some roots were left underneath, and the roots continued to grow into the sewer line, feeding on the waste.
Yeah, you know, that happens, and it's happened before. It kind of depends on that type of waste pipe. Some waste pipes are more susceptible for roots to get into them. For example, if you have a really old house, some of the lines that go underground, before they were replaced, they were clay pipes. And the clay pipes, the roots could kind of just bust right into the joints. And if you have a PVC pipe today, they're all glued together. They don't get in there as easily. But is that what you're dealing with? Are you getting backups from the roots?
Yeah, and what they tell me, I send a camera down there, and you can actually see the pipes separating.
All right, I mean, that makes sense. That's how they're getting in there, right?
So I got them coming out. They're going to jackhammer the floor, and it's in the middle of the friggin' house, and, you know.
Well, there is another way to do that where you don't have to break up the floor. It's certain
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
New together, and you're able to try this out for your house. It's always a pleasure to share this info, so thank you so much for the kind words, and good luck with your project.
And remember our motto, it's okay, Leslie, we don't live there.
I think you mean you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
Ah.
All right, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, now we've got Ken on the line. He's got a question regarding countertops at his home. Fill us in, won't you, Ken?
Well, I have a quartz countertop that we had installed professionally probably 12 years ago, but one of the seams has broken loose, and I'm trying to figure out how to get that seam sealed again or get it glued back together again. Is there a way I can do that?
All right. So, Ken, what you're saying is maybe there's movement on these two sort of granite slabs and it's causing the seam to open up. Could be just like some expansion and contraction.
It's over the dishwasher. And I put too much pressure on it, and it broke the seam loose, some weight on it. So I'm just trying to get it sealed, glued back together again.
Ah, all right. Now we're getting the real story. It's kind of a tough job for you to do on your own because you're not going to have access to the materials that those solid surface, those stone guys are going to use. But they probably used an epoxy-like seal when they first put it together. Right now, I would think all you want to do is stop moisture from getting in there so you don't get mold growth and that kind of thing. But if you want to actually repair it, you're probably just going to have to go back to a pro. And as you've discovered, there's really two issues here. There's whatever structurally allowed it to bend like that with the pressure on it. And you want to make sure that it's getting beefed up. Otherwise, it could happen again. And then, of course, you'll have to get the seam resealed once more. So those are the steps involved. But I don't feel like these are kind of DIY projects because I just don't think you're going to have the tools and the materials that you're going to need to get the job done. Granite work is super specialized.
Okay. Well, I noticed underneath there is no support. It's a seam that's out in an open area. So that was one thing that really bothered me because it's dropped down a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the issue. There's not the correct support, and maybe you climbed on it in a spot where there wasn't support. I mean, all of it kind of, you know, goes hand in hand to the issue you're having. So the pro would come in, and if you go back to the guys that did the kitchen, if you can, go back to the guys that installed the cabinets and the framework and then the granite guys, and maybe together they can reinforce what's underneath and then repair the seam on the granite. And it's probably over this time, maybe that granite needs to be resealed. 12 years for sure. If you've never sealed it again, now's a great time to have that surface sort of restored, retouched. And it's a sealant that they'll have, the granite guys in-house, and it does a wonderful job of making that surface super durable, not as absorbent of like oil and tomato sauces and that kind of stuff. But that's what you're going to want to do here.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Ken. You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim just put that in my brain. So 888-MONEY-PIT for, you know, myself and everybody else who might get confused. Give us a call so we can lend a hand. Coming up, are you thinking of going solar? Well, here's a little known tip. Your roof matters just as much as your solar panels. So coming up, we're going to share why metal roofs are the ultimate foundation for solar, offering long-term savings, energy efficiency, and unbeatable durability. Whether you live in a snowy area, a stormy zone, or you're just looking for the best bang for your buck, we have got you covered. Next on the Money Pit.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Here's what happens when you pick winners and losers in a free market economy.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Biden gave car manufacturer Rivian $6 billion. Now Rivian is losing $41,000 for every car sold. That is not a business model.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Are you responsible for taking care of your parents? You love them and you'd do anything for them. Well, what happens when one of them gets hurt on the job and can't go back to work? The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration to look paperwork and make sure your parents get their disability checks faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit, and I am Leslie Segretti. You know, it's almost the end of August, and the long hours of sunlight are definitely starting to shorten. As the days start to get shorter, you want to check your outdoor lighting. You can swap out old bulbs with bright, energy-efficient LEDs. You can consider adding solar-powered path lights or motion sensors around entryways. It's a small project that adds safety, ambiance, and better visibility as evenings start creeping in sooner. And I can feel those crisp, cool evenings coming. All right, fall.
Excellent.
Yeah. Jim, let's get back to the phones. What's the number? 888-MONEY-PIT?
It is.
888-MONEY-PIT. Give us a call.
In my mind, Leslie, I'm going to Carolina, where we have Kim, who has some weed issues. What's going on there?
We had trouble with weed, and it was never a trouble before, but it we have had trouble finding what we used to have and want to know if it is outdated or no longer safe to use for the environment.
Oh, do you mean like a weed killer?
Well, no, it's not a weed killer because we try not to put anything down in the ground other than to kill the fire ants.
But your goal ultimately is to get rid of those weeds, right?
We used to use a black plastic. The black plastic would keep the weeds gone, just literally gone. And the plants would actually flourish from the root system being gently baked, we'll use the term. But now all you can find is that thin fiber stuff, almost
Well, listen, if it's worked for you in the past, I don't see why it shouldn't keep working for you in the future. And certainly if it's available and it's safe, then go ahead and use it. Now, if you're talking about Weed Block, which is like a fabric, that's totally not a treatment. It's something that's designed to cover the whole surface or to be just below the surface, and it does work very well. But generally, when you put the block out, you put slits in it because that's how the plants grow through it. They don't grow under it. Now, if you're talking about a lawn, there are other ways to deal with a massive influx of weeds. If your lawn is in a really bad way and completely full of weeds, I would recommend kind of a radical step called a Roundup restoration, and you basically spray the entire lawn with the Roundup product in the fall. And by the way, in the fall, if you spray the entire lawn, and then as that lawn starts to die out, you put seed on it, that seed comes up through the original dead lawn, and then by spring, you have a beautiful new green, thick, lush, beautiful lawn without a weed in sight. So there's a couple of ways to approach it, but either way, I think is fine. If you can identify the plastic and use it again, great. I see nothing wrong with doing that. But if you want to use a weed block, that's also fine. But you have to have cuts in it for those plants to grow through. Or if you just want to restore the entire lawn from scratch, start with Roundup restoration, and then you're going to have a whole brand new lawn. I mean, you're not going to have a lawn for a little while, but eventually you'll have a lawn. All right, Kim, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Thinking about going solar? Well, before you invest in the panels, it's time to look up, because your roof plays a huge role in how well that solar works. And when it comes to durability, energy performance, and long-term savings, a metal roof is hands down the best partner for solar panels. Now, here's why. First up, longevity that aligns with the solar lifespan. Most solar panels last about 25 to 30 years. That's right in the same ballpark as a quality metal roof, which can last 40 to 70 years. That means you're not going to be tearing off your roof midlife just to replace it under your panels. It's a huge cost and a hassle saver. Now, easy mounting, no need for penetrations. Many standing seam metal roofs will allow solar systems to be mounted without drilling a hole. Instead, a bracket can be attached directly to those seams. Now, that's going to preserve your roof's integrity and the warranty while simplifying the installation, and that is a big win. Next up is superior energy efficiency. Metal roofs reflect solar radiation naturally, and they can be coated with cool roof finishes that's going to keep your home cooler and your AC costs lower. Combine that with solar production, and you've got a powerful energy-saving double whammy. Now, there's also built-in weather and fire resistance. Whether it's hail, hurricanes, or wildfire risk, metal has got you covered. It's rated for fire resistance Class A and can stand up to Class 4 hail. And with proper underlayment and clips, it's the roof most likely to survive extreme weather. And with solar tech getting lighter and more efficient, metal strength makes it ideal for long-term support. Lastly, less maintenance equals more peace of mind. Once installed, both your solar and your metal roof, they're super low maintenance, they're durable, they're cost-effective. And that means more time enjoying those energy savings and less time worrying about roof repairs or shingle replacements. If you're investing in solar, it makes sense to invest in the right roofing partner too. And if you're already due for a re-roof, now's the time to plan for both together. Want to explore your options? The Metal Roofing Alliance has a free buyer's guide that walks you through regional needs, styles, energy benefits, and more. Just head to metalroofing.com. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Is your garage still packed with summer chaos? Beach chairs, garden tools, mystery sports gear. Coming up, we're going to share how a simple seasonal garage reset can save time, reclaim space, and get you organized for fall. It's one weekend project with big rewards next on the Money Pit. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex RainEscape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex RainEscape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex RainEscape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. Give us a call with all of your home improvement questions at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, I think we're going to make this a thing.
Are we? Good.
Let's try it this hour, and if people like it, and maybe if we don't get any calls, then we know it was bad. We'll go back to 888-MONEY-PIT next week. But for now, 888-MONEY-PIT.
Kind of rolls off the tongue.
I like it. All right, guys, you know, before the weather turns, now's the perfect time to give your home's exterior a little facelift. You can touch up chipped trim, railings, doors, and shutters with a fresh coat of paint. Not only does it improve your curb appeal, but it also helps protect wood surfaces from the elements. You want to choose quick-drying outdoor paints to beat the clock before that fall rain comes rolling in. Jim, who do we have up next on the Money Pit?
We're going to head over to Tennessee, Leslie. We've got Michael waiting patiently. He's looking to take on a painting project. I understand you want to paint some siding. Can you be a little more specific, please?
It's a vinyl siding, and I understand you can paint aluminum siding, but I didn't know how well vinyl siding would take to that.
All right. Well, vinyl siding, Michael, that can be a little tricky because you're probably going to need like a special product. So you're going to need a primer because you want it to really stick. And if you want to paint vinyl siding, there are specific sets of steps that you need to go through. First of all, you have to make sure it's super clean. And that applies really to any painting project, whether it's wood or aluminum or vinyl siding. You just have to start with a clean surface. So we're talking no mold, no mildew, no chalky buildup, no dirt.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
And random sports equipment because, you know, boys have to play every single sport and they all involve like a weird bucket and like a variety of balls. Like, what the heck? But before the fall hits full force, now is the perfect time for a garage clean out and a seasonal swap. First of all, you want to clear everything out. This is always the worst part of the garage chore because you have to just take everything out. And I mean it, everything. It might seem like a hassle, but it really gives you a chance to see what you have, identify duplicates, toss, donate things you don't use any longer. It's an important part. Now, while that garage is empty and the floor is clear, sweep out all the debris, the cobwebs, the dirt. Use a leaf blower to clear the corners and a hose to pressure wash, you know, for grime in the garage. This is your best shot at hitting those spots that you normally can't get to. Now, as you're starting to reload, you want to group items by season. So stow away summer gear like beach chairs, pool toys, garden tools, stuff that you don't need. You want to label bins, use clear containers so you can see what's inside, and move all of those summer things back and the fall winter essentials to the front. Leaf blowers, rakes, firewood bins, snow melt if you're in a colder part of the country. Now, once you're sort of looking at what you've got left, think about the storage system. If you're short on shelving or hooks, now's the time to install those wall-mounted systems, overhead racks, even pegboards. You want to kind of keep that floor clear and keep that gear accessible. Even a simple row of labeled bins or a magnetic strip for tools can make a huge difference. And then, safety first, guys, you want to double-check that flammable items like gas canisters or propane tanks are stored properly and be sure that tools like hedge trimmers or chainsaws are cleaned, sharpened, and then safely put away. A seasonal garage reset helps you make space, save time, and avoid last-minute scrambles for that leaf blower or the rake when the leaves start to drop. Plus, it's a great way to kind of mentally shift from summer chaos to a more organized, fall-ready mindset. All right, before we head to the garage, let's head to the phones. Jim, who's up next?
Okay, looks like Humpty Dumpty's going to bite it and have a great fall over at Howard's house unless we can help him out. What's going on, Howard?
House is old, about 30 years old, and I assume the retaining wall is probably similar in length. There are two walls. There's one about 6 bricks high and then a 3-foot-deep flower bed, and then another brick wall, about landscaping brick wall, about 4 bricks high with another 3 feet behind that of shrubbery, no flowers. And it's, yeah, it's been leaning. I noticed it last year, and I thought it might go away, and it's not.
The thing here that happens with these sort of retaining walls that have these sort of landscaping areas, you know, behind them or within them is that that soil over time fills with water. It's going to be very moist, damp. All of that soil is going to kind of expand and push against the wall. And then if it gets cold, it can kind of freeze and push out even more. So season after season, it just kind of pushes on that retaining wall a little bit more, a little bit more. It's not a structural issue per se because it's landscaping brick, but eventually you do have to replace it.
Okay, so you need to tear it down and rebuild it.
Yeah, and you know what? There are other types of retaining walls that you can construct that are designed not to lean. For example, there are different types of block wall. There's like a fancy block wall, precast concrete block walls that go together like puzzle pieces, you know, kind of one on top of another, and they lean back as you go because they stack up one next to the one, and it doesn't kind of stick out quite as far, if that makes sense. And even though those are rather permanent, they're installed, it's a little bit more permanent, but a basic brick wall will eventually lean and fall over. It's just, you know, it's connected as one piece. That's what happens.
Well, when I say brick, it's probably 4 to 5 inches thick and deep.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's just the process of construction, the movement of the soil, and, you know, time. It's bound to happen.
Well, that makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck with that project.
If your walls are feeling a little worn out after a long, hot summer, don't worry. Leslie's got a super simple, super stylish DIY trick that can completely transform your space in one afternoon with zero mess or stress. Find out how peel and stick decor can freshen up your home. Coming up on Leslie's Last Word right here on The Money Pit.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back. Through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real stories behind today's most impactful business leaders.
I love that you focused on that your mom introduced you to faith. How does that foundation influence who you are today? And what does faith mean to you now?
When I look back at my career in, as a lawyer or a nonprofit executive, I really do feel like faith is about doing for other people and believing in people. And in order to serve other people and try to make the world a better place, you have to believe inherently that people are good and that you can have hope and in change and social justice. For me, that's what faith is. It's believing that people are inherently good and that we can solve hard things together.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and on...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.